on here.
Thank you for holding. Is this Josh?
Yep.
Hey, Josh. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How are you doing today?
Doing fine.
Good. That's what I like to hear. I understand that you were speaking with my representative, Tara. She asked me to jump on with you to go over some pricing and details. Did you have any questions about the listing on Google or how it works?
No, I understand how Google works pretty well. And it seemed, and she said that it would, if somebody Googled me in this area, that it would show up in this area.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah, it's based off of a pin. So Google's gathered a list of guys in your service area that provide the same services, and they gave it to my reps like Tara downstairs, and then we're actively calling out right now. We're just looking for one guy in the GC category, and obviously that means GC means a lot of different services. Right?
Yeah, it's a ton, actually. It's a ton of services.
Yeah, we give you 15 different keyword terms or services at a time. We just want somebody that fits within that GC category so we can fill that position, and then we're closing it out.
Cool.
Okay. The beauty of it, though, is you won't have to pay per lead or click or call with the placement. We let all the customers call you directly right off the first page, so you don't have any, like, surprise lead fees that'll pop up on you throughout the month.
Okay.
And that's why it's highly sought after, because most things out there are going to be pay per lead or pay per click or pay per call. The Google Places,
yeah,
guys,
right.
There's only three of them, but none of them are paying per lead, click, or call. They just have a flat monthly rate, and they're up there 24/7 as long as their keywords are typed in.
Okay, cool. And what were the keywords? Just like general contractor, or I don't know?
No. General contractor is a category, but that's kind of like an umbrella term. Under that category,
yeah.
There's a bunch of different services. It's everything from the roof to the floor, really. So what we want to do with you, if you move forward and take that spot, we'll do a client interview. And in the client interview, we'll go over like all your keywords that you want to be listed for and the service area that you want to be found in. We have this system called Google Analytics. Have you ever heard that before?
Yeah, I have,
Yeah, it lets us see like which keywords and services are actually getting the most traffic within that general contractor category.
Oh, that's right.
That we won't have to guess. So we'll kind of collaborate with you like, hey, what do you do? What do you not do? Okay, we notice there's a lot of hits for this, and we'll try to come up with the ones that are going to get you the most possible traffic. But you have final say on everything. It's your business, right? So we'll tailor it to you, and then obviously we can cookie cutter the areas too. So if there's areas that you don't want to go to, we can kind of exclude them from the geo-targeting of the campaign.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. But Tara told me that she was requesting a new in business credit. Said your business has been around for a while, but you're new to this area specifically. Is that right?
I'm brand new to this area, yeah. I've been in business. I'm a second generation.
Oh, wow.
I've been in business for a long time, but we just moved here. So.
Wow. I wish, did you guys have like a Google business profile before, maybe with some reviews?
I've never had a Google, I've never done advertising ever in my life until now.
Oh, man, that would have been great if you had like one from over there that we could have got into.
It would have been from Ohio. Yeah.
That's fine though. It's fine because we're a Google partner. So we could have done a new verification, kept all those reviews and everything, but have them attached to the advertisement for this area. Because that's all it is a Google business profile that we verify. They send you a pin in the mail, and then they give us these updates that we have to do every week on the listing just to keep you up there.
So
we could have logged into that, still used all those reviews and everything, or the website if you had one.
I've never promoted ever in my life, and I just now built a website, and I just registered with Angie Leads, and we just created business cards, and so I'm doing a whole gigantic campaign. I got a mailing list.
Chills. I literally have chills because it's like, it's rare that you hear about a business still being able to be successful that way. Like if you could do things that way and get consistent clients and do well, like you're going to do great with this. I mean,
I put myself through graduate school, dude.
Oh, wow.
Double graduate school.
Yeah.
I have a master's degree in civil engineering and a master's degree in architecture.
Wow.
And now officially trying to establish But I want to be completely honest with you. I am broke. I'm totally, I have like no money that I can spend right now. I just did, I don't know, $1,500 is what I had in the budget, and I spent every penny. I think the last bit of money I spent was $75 on stamps. We're gonna mail out postcards.
Oh wow.
Is there any way that we can do this on Friday, or it's probably going to be, I mean, I don't, I guess it's a first come, first serve, and it's just that one thing, but
yeah,
my
for
buddy
now.
Was telling me about Google, about, yeah, my buddy was telling me about Google, the Google ads thing, and he told
Google
me,
guarantee.
You know, yeah, you have to like establish your company, and then it like,
yeah, you'd have to
like,
do this,
prove
first.
That it's a real company and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's
so
what
I'm
we
super
do.
Interested in paying somebody to do that. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy you called me, but. Mm-hmm. I can't, whatever it is, I couldn't pay you. And I don't want to waste any more of your time.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, I was going to say, we normally it runs about $4.99 month to month for the GCs. I could have reduced it by 50% as part of a new and business credit if you were to come on board with us today. So I could have got it down
so
to $249. $249.
$250.
Yeah.
And
would that's
that
with the website.
How would I pay? How would I pay you? I have a website, but how would
okay.
I pay you? Like every month, am I going to pay you $250 or am I going to pay you for the year or how would you want
to pay? We do have prepay options that the guys opt into just because it saves them money. Like you could do a year prepay on a local listing like this, for Pinellas and Hillsborough County, for $2,500 for this one.
Okay.
So that
that's
would
not,
be
that's
like
not the end of the world, yeah.
Yeah, I mean it's like $50
so,
less per month, but some guys do the year prepaid.
That's cool. And then
save them
and
money.
Then for that, could you tell me? Well, I'm gonna note down everything here. Could you tell me, mm-hmm. like, what am I gonna get for the $2,500? So I'll get. Mm-hmm. So when somebody like, okay, I'm in Clearwater right now. So if I mm-hmm. if I Google here, let's just try it while I'm on the phone. Here, I have mm-hmm. my smartphone in my hand. Here, let's try. So if this damn phone would behave.
I prefer it. It's always better if you could see it because it's not actually tangible product, you know? You have to look it up.
Yeah, well, no, I Google restaurants near me all the time, but I mean, I'm a contractor, so I've never Googled a
yeah.
contractor. So
it's actually more
just,
common
like, bathroom,
in your industry. Yeah.
Yeah, bathroom.
You know, almost everybody knows a pizza place, but most people don't even know a contractor at all, so they just resort to Google.
I know. That's what I'm discovering. It's
yeah.
something I take for granted. Like,
yeah.
it's something I take for granted, but then it just became apparent to me that if I was not acclimated to this field and I had a problem with my kitchen, like, well, who would I call, you know?
Guys that you could verify or license and got the Google game.
Yeah,
for you.
Okay, cool. So I see, like, I have a map here. I just Googled bathroom remodel, and there's not a shitload, but there's a handful, and then mm-hmm. so... What
that's what makes
do,
it so valuable.
Top,
no, you
yeah,
know what's
so
crazy,
the top
actually?
One is bath filter and total kitchen. So I would be I would be one of these top people here.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You'll have a
okay.
red dot next to the map there, and you'll be right here on the first page of one of those top three next to the map. But it, what's
that
crazy,
fair. Okay.
yeah, is if you scroll
okay,
down,
so Google.
And this is really important to show you, too, if you scroll down the page, you'll see, like, Home Advisor and Angie's List. And they're owned by the same company, but they'll have like 10 to, I've seen ones that have like 30 guys in the same area. And that's where they're getting their leads that they're selling to you. It's the people that go down here on the first page of Google. People aren't actually Home Advisoring it. They're Googling it. And then they're going down here and Home Advisor and Angie's is telling them, hey, I can connect you with like 4 or 5 guys to get you multiple quotes on this and let you do what's cheapest for your family. And so that's the kind of prospects you get from that. It's not that they're not real people or real opportunities, but they're expecting you to lower your rate. You're also competing with other guys. And if you don't get it, they still charge you the lead fee. So.
Yeah, you still pay for the lead fee.
Yeah, on average, general contractors are going to spend about $250 a week on that platform. So I know you're saying things are tight
oh,
right
yeah.
now, but if you can make it work, fast forward a couple months. You know, you could be saving yourself $700-$800 a month and getting more exposure.
Yeah, it sounds right.
Just by cutting
yeah,
out your
no,
middle,
I'm
man.
Super interested.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I'm super interested. I would totally do this. I don't have $250 right now. I can't spend it.
I got gotcha.
It.
is it possible that I can call you back, or you can call me in a couple of days or something, preferably Friday, or you could try.
Well, yeah, I mean, we have to have a listing open.
I can offer any fucking service. You want to build a hospital? I got you. They want to build a fence around their mailbox? I got you.
It's always good to start. That's what I was telling you. If we would have started this years ago, even over there, it would just be like a re-verification process, even if you weren't paying monthly for the first stage placement over there. Just having the place for them to pipeline all your reviews over that time would make a huge difference.
Yeah.
You know? And then when you go to sell the company one day, that's what you're selling. It's just the name and the reputation and the book of business you've built up online.
Yeah, that is. Another banker told me that. No, I'm interested.
Branding is important.
I also have a website. Yeah, I have a website. I don't know how you can attach it to the website or whatever.
Yeah, it gets hyperlinked. So you see those little website icons with the globe? If you click on it, they're hyperlinked to their site. It'll just take it to the site. So we attach it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm sold, and this is cool. I would do it.
I sent you I'm sending you my direct number and extension, but my only concern is Friday. Is like, I'm not the only person here. It's the manager. There's about 12 of us, and then downstairs there's about 40 reps like Tara. And usually when we have a spot open, they just give a list of the companies that they feel qualified to my reps like Tara, and then they just kind of call out on it first come, first serve until it fills. But we do get out of here in about 5 minutes. I just got to go downstairs and wrap these guys up for the day. We'll be back in office tomorrow. We get here at 7 a.m. Pacific Standard, so that's about 10 a.m. your time. We could definitely revisit the conversation then, but I know it's going to like auto reopen in the morning, and then our chances will kind of dwindle the closer it gets to lunchtime tomorrow.
Yeah, cool. I can see if I can come up with 250 tomorrow. I'm super interested. Okay. All about this stuff.
Yeah, and we've been around for a long, long time. Like, of the Google partners, there's 5 of us that are premier, and we're the longest tenured. We've been in business since 2004. So we have extensive track record. Look up all the reviews and everything. We got same review level as Disneyland right down the street.
Cool. That's cool. I heard they're moving to Mexico.
I love telling people that. Oh, Mexico. They have one in Paris and in Tokyo, but Mexico would be interesting. I don't know how.
I'm in Florida. They're up and leaving Florida.
No, you're talking about Disney World.
Yeah. The one in Florida.
Yeah, Orlando, right?
Actually.
Oh, you're talking Universal Studios. Universal's different than Disney World. Disney World is, like, insane, the one in Orlando. That's one of the biggest ones in the world.
Wait, no, that's the one I'm talking about. I have not been to Disneyland or Disney World. I get the terms mixed up.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. They charge an arm and a leg for Disney World.
that one that's here, like they have their own zip code and stuff. They have their own street. They have their own,
Disney World.
Take care of neighborhoods. They are leaving America.
No.
Yes, they are. The governor, they got into, like, their CEO, I forget his name, it's on the news, you can check it out.
Yeah.
The governor got into a dispute with the CEO of that particular one got into a dispute with the governor of Florida, and they're changing their taxes and everything, and, like, they're, like, kicking them out.
Disney location exits Florida, makes official move to Texas.
Oh, it's going to go to Texas now. They were going to go to Mexico.
Well, so they're not going to... Oh, bitter legal feud over Disney World. Wow. Because of Tron. Yeah, so they were supposed to buy a bunch more land, and I think they couldn't get the land under the same agreement to expand on it, it's like it's a city of its own, really. You have to visit for like
city,
a week
yeah,
in order to even really see it all. And even then you'll miss a lot of it. But they didn't want it to expand. So they had $1 billion investment for expansion of the Florida park, and that's what they denied. So the actual Disney World isn't going to go anywhere, but they're able to expand.
So that's still
going to
be there.
Yeah, and then they're moving the $1 billion project to Texas. So Texas is probably going to get a huge, like, Disneyland-style park, probably, instead of Disney World. But that's Disney World. Where we live is the original Disneyland, where, like, Walt Disney is buried. It's in Orange County in Southern California, the other Orange County.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
Yeah, Yeah. And so that's the original Disneyland, but Disney World is like, it's the biggest Disney in the world. Like,
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. I thought the California one was bigger. This is the big one then.
That was the bigger one. Yeah, the Disney World is like you got to take a whole week vacation there, you know? Like, I've been planning it out for my kids, and they're 5 and 3, and it's probably going to be, like, a year or two out, because you really have to, like, pay for all this stuff in advance, and you got to get a hotel, out there. Yeah, it's a lot. If you live out there, you can save on room and board, but it's...
it'd be a two-hour drive from us.
Yeah, it's a project either way. Even the Disneyland here, though, I probably, just with my two boys and my lady, I probably spend over $1,000, $1,500 just on a 2-day pass just to go for California Adventure and Disneyland. It's pricey. Just food and entrances and parking and everything.
Of course. Yeah. And then you get in there and you buy like a soft drink and it's $8. And then
And then they lure the kids like, you need to get this lightsaber. And I'm like, how much is it? They're like $50, $100. I'm like, what the heck? You know, like simple stuff.
Yeah,
like, bag of cookies, like $50. You're like, what the hell? Can make it out.
No, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It'd be,
all right. Well, we're wrapped up now. So these guys are about ready to rock and roll. I'm just going to go downstairs and dismiss them. And then you have my number and I'll try to follow up with you in the morning as well.
Okay? I do.
Around 10:30.
I have the number here. Yeah.
All right. Have a good night, Josh.
You too. And it was James, you said?
John. Jonathan, but I go by John. My last name's Hill. Yeah. There's
John
another
Hill.
John
yeah,
here.
Right here.
Yeah, just make sure you say the last name.
John Hill. Okay, man. Cool.
All right. I'll talk to you.
All right, Mr. Hill. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Yep.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.